Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Is your hair getting in the way of your health and fitness regimen? Well, my guests are here to talk about it. Heather Worthy Wilson is co-author, of Love Affair with My Hair, Why Black Women Cheat on Health. And Sherelle Duncan, certified personal fitness trainer and creator of The Good Thick LLC. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Carter, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I thank God for you all having this subject. I wanted to share some statistics for you. There was an Essence magazine back in January of 2014 with Jennifer Hudson on the cover. Three statistics they brought out, and it reads 32% of obese American women say they never engage in any physical activity. 66% say they don't exercise because they are too tired or lack energy. 80% of African American women are either overweight or obese. And let me tell you, first of all, I love my sisters, and I would not go to any other race because they are my queens. And it hurts me when I can count out of every 10 women, 8 or 9% of them are overweight or obese. And that's the travesty, because where are our young brothers are going to go to get into relationship if most of our women are overweight? I exercise, and the only way I'm going to meet a woman if she exercises, because I think health is extremely important. I'm a dentist by profession, mm-hmm. and sometimes it hurts me when I see a beautiful African-American woman come into the office. Her hair is together, her nails are together, but when I look in her mouth, I ask, where are her priorities? So
yeah, interesting point.
I think that we should really try and let our sisters know, because my woman tells me, I ask her, why does she exercise? She said, baby, it's only hair.
Ah, how about that? Dr. Carter, thank you so much for your comments. I want to piggyback on that too, Heather, because that was really the genesis of this book. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I went to Essence 2013, I believe, and, you know, I was just walking around having a great time, and I realized, wow, I'm seeing a lot of beautiful black women, but they're obese or overweight. Their hair is done. Their nails are done. Their makeup is done. And I'm thinking, this is a problem. I mean, this is an epidemic. So it forced me to, you know, not be judgmental, of course, but go back and really do research on why. And so I decided to write this book. My co-author and I, Desiree Williams, decided to really dive into the history of hair and the causes, not just hair. It's a big issue. But there's a lot of other issues that cause black women in particular to be disproportionately affected.
Such as
they could live in a community where it's underserved, low income, where they have fast food restaurant after fast food restaurant after fast food restaurant, which that's a whole other discussion as to why they're there. They could, that might be the only thing they could afford to eat or feed their family. They could be a single mother taking care of a lot of kids. They could be the primary caregiver for their parents. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why black women have a lot on them anyways. But I think that we all can make changes, whether small or big, in our healthy living journey. Because, again, big is beautiful, but at what cost? Mm-hmm. And it's not about being thin, because that's not synonymous with
fit. You're not
fit.
Talking about a size zero runway model.
Correct. I'm talking about, and you can be a 10, 12, 14, 16. You could be that and be healthy and happy. But when you're tiptoeing on the line of chronic diseases, and obesity is basically the cause and the root of a lot of the chronic diseases. I mean, heart disease is killing African-Americans, and particularly African-American women's, at astronomical rates.
Sherelle, talk to me about that, because really that's kind of the foundation of the good thick, because, you know, you're not, you've been here before, you're not a size zero, you're not a size six, you know.
I'm not a size eight.
Right, exactly. So, but you can run rings around those that are.
Yes. I come from, the reason I even started my journey was because of what Heather spoke about. You know, I was a victim of having heart problems at the age of 27 because of my weight, because of me abusing alcohol, because of me eating crazy. And not because I couldn't afford to eat right. It was just because I had fallen victim of just being lazy and having an emotional affair with food and depression and, you know, just what society had done to me. And so when I decided to take my life back, I got healthy. I got stronger. And I'm a very thick woman. I'm a thick woman. If you see me, you wouldn't believe the things that I can do in the gym. But these are the things that I can do. I can hang with the best of them, you know. So I decided that I was going to take my life back. I didn't want to be lazy anymore. I never wanted to be skinny. I just wanted to be thick, and I wanted to be healthy, hence the good thick, meaning you can be thick, but it has to be the good kind, the healthy kind, you know what I mean? And so I can run. I can't run now because I got something going on with my knee. But when I don't have any injuries, I'm good. I can run. I can jump. I can do burpees. I can do all of those things because I decided that my health was so is much more important. And so that's why I don't worry about my hair. My hair actually empowers me as a Black woman, and knowing that I can work out and get up and go and it's okay, you know. So those excuses that we use, the ones that can help it, I think, like the lady said, some of them, they're just excuses. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to go through the process. They're just comfortable in being you know, unhealthy, and that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, well said. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Omika calling from Waldorf. Is that correct, Omika?
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hi, Sherelle.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in. This is a great topic. I have, for so many times, I have wore all different kinds of hairstyles, from weaves. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars with my hair done for, you know, with a weave put in, and then literally turned around the very next day and sweat it all out in the gym, and literally be totally sweated out. And here recently, I just decided, like another lady said the same thing, I just decided to cut it all off. I mean, I just pixie cut it all off, and I'm just able to just really be able to do anything and everything that I want to do in the gym. However, even when I had my hair, whether it was my own hair, permed, natural, whatever, I just always felt like my health and my physical was way more important than the way my hair looked. I mean, I felt like I can look beautiful in my clothes. I can be healthy. I can put my hair in a ponytail. You know what I mean? But I felt like my body, as long as my body still looked good, it was still the vessel. You know, like we use our bodies too lightly. Like, that's what's most important. That's what's carrying us through. That's, you know, so our health, what we put in our body and what we do to our body and how we treat it is so much more important. I totally understand as a Black woman that, yeah, our hair, I mean, it's extremely important. But when I dislodged from my hair and disassociated myself with my hair, as far as, like, for the longest time, I felt like that's who I was. My mm-hmm. hair was so important to me that it really stopped me from doing a lot of things. Once I stopped, you know, making that connection to, like, this is who I am. I am my hair. Once I stopped doing that, then I was really able to live and do a lot of the things that I am, you know, I really wanted to do. So I disagree, and I just say, you know, there's so many different things that you can do, mm-hmm. even if you wear weaves. When I wore a weave, I would wear curly hair, you know, because then I was able to take a shower. And when I took a shower, I would just wet the hair, put some conditioner on it, and go back to work or whatever. There's ponytails. There's a lot of different things that you can do to your hair and still work out.
Well, Omika, I thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it and your passion. I've got some more phone calls, but I did want to bring Heather back into this conversation. Where should someone start, Heather, when they are trying to make a decision to, first of all, work out if they haven't, and secondly, address the hair issue if, for example, they have their hair permed?
So I think it's about meeting people where they are and actually understanding where you are. So in other words, if you have a goal to just start working out or run a 5K or walk a 5K, you got to start from basically ground zero if you have been sedentary. So I think it's not doing so much so fast that you get discouraged, because that's another reason people work out. They haven't worked out in years and months, and they're sore. And then they're like, forget this. This is dumb. Why would I do this? I'm sore. I can't walk. And so we've all been there. But I think starting at a place where you're honest with yourself, knowledge is power. There is so much information out there. You don't even have to go to a gym. You don't have to have a membership to work out. You can walk. You can run. You can buy the DVDs. There's so much stuff that you can do. But I think that being honest, exercising for your body type, doing things that you enjoy doing. If you like dancing, try a Zumba class. You know, I think that when it becomes an unnecessary chore, and that's how you view it, I think that it's just downhill from there, and you'll never like it. If you like gardening, that's exercise. You know, you ever try lifting mulch from tree to tree? I mean, that is exercise. So I think people just need to realize that the body is meant to move. It's not meant to be sedentary. So 150 minutes of physical activity per week is the goal that the Surgeon General states of moderate, you know, physical activity. That's walking, that's jogging, that's biking, that's running, that's swimming, whatever it is. I think people just need to move more than they were moving the day before and go from there.
Well said. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Al, calling from Annapolis. Al, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me, and sure. Good evening to one and all. This is really a great topic, and I think everyone that's called and spoken is really given some good insight on how it can be done. I just wanted to call and I guess give a little encouragement to the ladies out there. I have been married 22 years. My wife works out 4 days a week. She is processed, and her hair is her life, to the point where I'm the only one allowed to trim the ends because she doesn't trust the hairdresser. So, but she works out 4 days a week. She deals with it. You have to ask her how she deals with it, because I don't understand the process. I heard her nickname is the mechanic, because she's got a lot of tools and gadgets and stuff, and she keeps it working. And I'm real proud of her and happy to be married to her. And I want to encourage all the ladies out there, find a way to take care of yourself and take care of your hair, because it can be done.
Well, there you go, Al. Thank you so much. And, you know, you won't be on the sofa this weekend. We're here to help you, Al. We're here to help you out, brother.
Always use some help.
Yes, well, after 22 years, man, you need all the help you can get. There you go. Al, thank you so much. The same question for you, Sherelle, about women who are interested in getting started and are concerned about, you know, their hair. Because, as we said in the beginning of this conversation, getting one's hair done, it is an investment. I am amazed at the high cost of, you know, of hair care, which is why I shave my head now instead of go to the barber, because it's just cheaper. But what do you recommend?
Well, you know, Harold, I keep it real with my clients, and we have a serious heart-to-heart. I get very personal with them, and I let them know that they're about to make an investment for their life, not for that moment. And if they are interested in investing in their life, then this is something that they want to do, because that does come up. You'd be surprised. I should start putting it on a questionnaire, like, are you worried about your hair? Because they do say, well, what about when I get my hair done? And I'm like, listen, you have to make a decision that week. What am I going to do? Am I going to continue to work out, or am I going to care about my hair? Now, I do things like Pilates and yoga, those type of things. It's called Pio, those type of things that are low impact, but you still sweat. You just don't sweat aggressively. So you'll still sweat. You'll still have some. You still have to get some edge control to lay them edges down. However, I can't promise you that your hair is going to look the same as it did when you walked in. So you, like Heather said, it's just a decision. You have to make a choice. What are you going to do in this moment? Are you just investing in your life, or are you just going to invest in the moment? And that's just it, because I can't lie to them and say, oh, well, you'll be fine, girl, you'll be fine, just to get their money, because I don't do that. I got to keep it real with you. Your hair is going to, it's going to curl up. Nothing that I can do about that. I can tell you to go on Amazon and try to find those wraps that they tell you that work, but 9 times out of 10, they don't work for these women. So I just keep it very blunt. I'm very transparent and open with them and let them know this is your choice. What are you going to do?
There you go. I need to take a break. When we come back, more about black women, black hair, black health, black fitness. Can they all get along? We'll be back in just a moment.
422.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Is your hair getting in the way of your health and fitness regimen? Well, we're talking about that tonight. Can black women, black hair, black health and fitness get along? I want to go back to Heather. One of the things that you mentioned in the book is how you can coordinate your hair appointments and your workouts without getting discouraged. What do you recommend for that?
So the premise of the book is to give black women a tool to be able to use. So in other words, if you get your hair done, whether you do it yourself or you go to the hairdresser on a Tuesday, your sweatiest day is happening on a Monday. You know, it's the closest time to it, because we all know how annoying an itchy scalp is from sweat sitting there. So we encourage 3 days a week of the strength workouts and stuff that we put together, and then encourage you to do 2 or 3 days of aerobic activity as well. But there's light, there's moderate, and there's heavy days. So the heavy days, you're planning on really sweating out your hair. Moderate, you'll sweat some. Light, it's virtually untouched. So it's really about getting, and the workouts are really 30 minutes or less, and they get progressive. We change them every 4 weeks, so we start at body weight. So speaking about starting from where you are, starting at body weight, and then we increase it by adding resistance through the 12 weeks. So it is a 12-week program, and the key is not to stop there, but just to give you a foundation of, you know, to continue on after the 12 weeks.
Now, what about diet? Because, you know, that's also a critical element when it comes to trying to not only be fit, but also to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will say, you know, Sherelle mentioned that earlier about emotional eating, eating unhealthy foods, fried foods, you know, that slap your mama sweet potato pie, you know, all of that stuff. So what do you tell your client, Sherelle, about diet? And I don't ask that question lightly, because the reality is soul food, as some can say, you know, soul food is the devil. And when it's, you know, when the food is fried, dyed, and laid to the side, heavy in carbs, it's just difficult to make that transition.
I remember you and I had this conversation because of your cooking. It's funny. But, I keep it super real with my clients. You don't want to get to a point in your life, where you're cutting out everything and you're just eating rabbit food, because then when you go back to it, you'll binge uncontrollably and you won't be able to stop. So what I do tell them is don't cut out your carbs because you're going to need that for some of the training we're going to do. You're going to need that when we do weights and things like that. You're going to need to replenish and get the energy, but do it in the right way. Do good carbs. Like you can have sweet potato fries instead of regular fries. You know, if you want a chicken cheesesteak or something like that, do it in a wrap. Put it in romaine lettuce and use low-fat cheese and don't use ketchup. Create your own mayo with avocado. Mix it in a Nutribullet or things like that. So I give them healthier versions of the things that they love. If you want a pizza, get like naan bread and put basil pesto on it with low-fat cheese and saute some mushrooms and onions and things like that and put that on the top. And then you have your pizza. And so I give them healthier options to the foods that they love. And when I do that, it makes them, you know, it makes them feel like they're not missing out, but they still have a healthier option. They're still eating healthy. Their carbs are cut low. The sugar is either completely cut out or it's very, very low. And so that they look forward to eating healthy so that they don't get bored and don't get discouraged and say, you know what, this isn't for me because I love to eat. And eating is my life, and I love soul food and things like that. So the healthier option is always the best option as opposed to telling them to cut it completely because emotionally it does something to their mind, and then it makes them not want to work out or even to be fit.
Heather.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things with that, and I agree. Finding things that you enjoy eating as the healthier option and eliminating negative food cues. So in other words, you're sitting at a movie, so you have to have popcorn. That's a food cue that is automatic that all of us kind of go through. But the other important thing that I wanted to say is, you know, eating healthy, we know we should do it, but there are some barriers for some individuals. So you take wards 7 and 8 right here in DC. I mean, they have the highest prevalence of diabetes. And when you look at that, that's food access is a problem. And so I try to really be cautious about that because not everybody can have the avocados or, you know, they can't afford it. I mean, it's very expensive to stay along the perimeter of the grocery store. And that's what we should do. That's what we know we should do. But I think it's about giving people tools that can't necessarily afford the things that Sherelle was talking about. And we're blessed to be able to do that. But I think that giving them tools, if you have to go to the fast food restaurant, okay, why don't you get things that are packed with less calories? In other words, don't get the supersized large fry. Get the value size, because this is a way of life for some people that, you know, obesity really affects, like the people in Ward 7 and 8, women, single families. And this is what they have to feed their children. And that's a whole other ripple effect. So I am very cautious about that, because eating healthy is very, very expensive.
Yes.
It's very expensive, but it's so necessary. And it's about not waiting until the doctor tells you, you know, that your A1C level is in pre-diabetes or it's past the pre-diabetes range or you have high blood pressure. So it is a balance. And the other thing I would say is about soul food, you know, what makes it taste so good, sugar, fat, salt. The food that is the ingredients. Foods are being manufactured at a different pace and a different way than they were years ago. You know, they went from the farm to now it's just mass production. And so what we're putting in our bodies and what's available to most people makes it very simple to eat junk nonstop, almost at will. And so if you like fried chicken, if you like cake, if you like mac and cheese, I mean, you can have that, but in moderation. And I agree with Sherelle, not cutting everything out that you like. It's about control and taking charge of what's around you.
I want to ask both of you. I got a tweet a little while ago during the course of this conversation from at Class Act 81. And she says, I purposely wear expensive bundles so as not to damage my hair with heat and get a good workout. And my hair is thick with my edges. Okay. What did she just say? I'm a guy. I don't know. What's an expensive bundle?
It's quality.
Quality.
It's a quality texture of hair, meaning she pays a lot of money for it. So it's a on a higher end of real. It's silky. It doesn't mm-hmm. shed. It doesn't tangle. When she does sweat, she can comb it out easily without it having it getting knotty. And things is very silky.
That's a is that that's a weave?
Yes.
That's a weave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Weave. All right. Okay. And,
we got to educate Harold.
Yeah.
Here.
And, yes. And you know, and here's the other thing. Help me with the whole edges thing. I mean, there's so many bad jokes. What is an edge?
This right here. This right along here. I'm showing them, Sherelle.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say show them.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's when your hair is straight, but your edges, that you know, new growth I was telling you about earlier, you don't want it not matching, you know, like
yeah.
not matching your hair and your root just and your edges just being
yeah,
something different.
That, we used to call that baby hair back in the day. Is that what it was when
yeah,
you had
exactly,
the little
hair? And my,
exactly
and my grandmother used to call it the kitchen in
yes,
the back.
The yep. kitchen, sheep's
yeah.
wool. So you had the sheep's wool. Yeah, my mother called that the sheep's wool. boy, oh boy, I am just, I'm getting so many texts and things.
It's about, a good topic.
Yeah,
we hipping you, Harold. Yeah. We hipping you.
I'm, you know, yeah, I'm just going to stick to shaving my head. But I just wanted to thank both of you for coming in and sharing this information with you know, our audience, and hopefully we can get some of the ladies in the gym as well as keeping their hair looking right and tight yeah. and keeping them healthy. So, of course, Sherelle Duncan with The Good Thick LLC, thank you so much. And, of course,
thank you for having me.
Heather Worthy Wilson, the book is Love Affair with My Hair, Why Black Women Cheat on Health. That information will be on our website on whur.com. Again, thank you, ladies, so very much.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you.
That is
bye,
the daily,
Sherelle.
That is the
bye
Daily
bye.
Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 22nd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow us on Twitter using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.